Let's turn now to the world's own Roopa Shenoy. She hosts our Otherhood podcast, where Roopa explores how the U.S. is fast becoming a majority multicultural country. And she decided to spend this election day in San Antonio, Texas, because demographics.
Well, I, like a lot of people, I think this election might come down to the Latino vote, or it'll at least be very crucial. But pollsters have had a really hard time predicting what those Latinos are going to do. So I think in this moment, we're really confronting as a nation the diversity of Latinos, which is considerable. And I wanted to go to a place that really illustrates that. And San Antonio is a very blue area surrounded by a lot of red. So we have Latinos of both colors. And this morning I talked to the co-founder of the Hispanic Republicans of Texas Political Action Committee, George Othuna, who says many third, fourth, fifth generation Latinos of Mexican descent here don't necessarily identify with more recent Mexican immigrants.
Latinos in Texas actually are very, very different because of the history, how history played out in their lives. They fled oppression. They fled those kind of situations. And at the same time, they fought against dictatorships and dictators like Santa Anna, who wanted to keep them oppressed.
So Latinos in Texas, Roopa, obviously not all blue, not all red. That history influences them all today, though?
Well, so this is the place with the Alamo, right? San Antonio is home to the Alamo. And so this was a country of itself before it joined the Union. And people remember that here. It's very present in their lives, including for Latinos, because many of them here have been here. They say, you know, the border crossed them. They didn't cross the border. Mm. And so they're still voting with that ethic. They have that very independent Texan streak. And Latinos, like many who have never voted before, are voting this time for Trump, the Republican Latinos. Not to say Trump was necessarily their first choice, but George says for many, it just comes down to the economy. They think Trump will do a better job. And they still have these memories of Mexico, Latin, and South America, where there's what's called a political class.
You know, you have political classes in Mexico, and the locals see them as they have everything, and they're making my life not progress economically. And so when they come here, they don't want a political class. That's the last thing they want. They want the capability to be able to earn, you know, their skill set. The folks that are not supporting her, I think, have everything to do with the fact that do we really want to go that route again, where we just have somebody that's been in politics for the last 30 plus years, or do we want somebody that hasn't?
I mean, it sounds like there's some resentment about that political class. They don't see Donald Trump, though, as kind of belonging to a political class, even though he's clearly the 1%.
I think Clinton is more of a genre that they can identify as the political class, and Donald Trump is a little bit harder to classify. He's more independent.
So Latino Republicans, do they have a hard time with Latino Democrats in a place like San Antonio?
Well, it seems like unlike non-Latinos maybe in other states, they're used to the diversity here. It doesn't surprise them. So when other Latinos don't agree with them or want to vote Republican or vote for Trump, that's just the way it is. They're used to it. I mean, they're used to disagreeing with other Latinos.
So what does the rest of your day look like this election day, Roopa, down there in San Antonio?
I'm going to election parties, big and small, and some in houses. I'm following around a Black Lives Matter leader. I'm trying to stop by a kindergarten vote to see how that demographic is splitting in this election. Yeah, and I'm going to follow around some millennials who are going door to door to encourage people to go to the polls.
And we'll be hearing some of those voices you'll be speaking with on Otherhood, and we'll be catching up with you tomorrow in San Antonio. Roopa Shenoy of our Otherhood podcast, thanks a lot for checking in.
Thank you.